Hello everybody, my name is Sushi Bento Box, and today I'm not here with Jess for story part two. The audio and stuff will be recorded for that at a later time, sadly. And I'm not here for any voice auditions or bloopers. Sadly, again. I'm here to do an essay thing for school that I'm being graded on. Hooray. And it's about the boy in the striped pajamas. So be aware, if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, I suggest you read the book first. Spoilers, spoilers, and more spoilers. Alright, here we go. The theme for the boy in the striped pajamas is that friendship has no boundaries. Allow me to explain. This book is about a boy named Bruno who has to move out from his home during the Holocaust time period. The place he moves into is called Outwith, and he has to move there because of his father's job being commandant. Well, later in the book, that it explains that. On one side, there are the Christians and Nazis, supposedly, but on the other side, there are Jews who are being punished and killed. The barrier that separates the Christians, Nazis, and Jews is a fence. Later in the book, Bruno has trouble getting used to the idea that he has to stay at Outwith with his hopeless case of a sister, Gretel. But later on, he gets used to this fact in the book. In one of the chapters, he goes out exploring and wanders to the fence that separates him from the Jews. And he finds a boy wearing striped pajamas sitting down cross-legged by the fence. Bruno makes conversation with the boy and finds out that his name is Shmuel. I am so sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. They then talk for a while, and Bruno has to go home. After the chapter when the Fury comes to Bruno's house for dinner with his father and mother, Bruno goes back to Shmuel, and they talk about their past and how they both had to move out from their original homes to where Outwith is. Now for the main part. Close to the end of the book, Bruno's mother doesn't think that Outwith is the best place for their children, and announces that Bruno and Gretel are going back to their original home with her. Bruno had already made plans to help Shmuel and find his missing grandfather, and Shmuel gave him some striped pajamas, in this case, modern-day prison clothes that were black and white, and Bruno rolled onto the fence and walked to the other side. They are then swept into a gas chamber and they hold hands, not letting go no matter what. And they die. Oh, that was right in the feels. Now, I gave you somewhat of a summary of the book, more or less, but I didn't talk much about the entire theme. When Bruno meets Shmuel, he's skeptical about him at first, but when they start to talk to each other, they become friends, despite being from different religions. Bruno talks with them every time he can after dinner, and brings him food on some occasions. Bruno doesn't want to argue with Shmuel, and stops talking about subjects that can ruin their friendship. Although the world they live in at the time wanted the Jews to become extinct due to reasons and a leader that I'm not going to name now, they were friends anyway. Not because they were almost a complete opposite from each other, but because they cared and loved each other, and that they died together, still friends. Alright then. Good morning, evening, or night, or whatever time zone you are in. Sushi Bento Box is out.